Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon and happy new year, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. And I appreciate Pastor Lutz in the last half hour doing a little show prep for us here and priming the pump for what we'll be talking about in the program today. I told Pastor Lutz as he was exiting the studio here that I had fully intended on talking about the millennial kingdom of Christ, the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth. I thought, what a great way to go out on the end of the year and looking forward to the new year and talking about the new world that we're going to enjoy and the millennial reign of Christ, and then leading up, of course, to the new heaven and the new earth. But as often happens, events conspire against us, and we need to respond to things that are happening today. When I saw the press conference, well, I didn't watch the press conference, but I saw that one was called. Unfortunately, my first thought was that Governor DeWine was going to veto House Bill 68, the SAFE Act, and indeed he did that. My wife and I kind of had that thought last night when we saw him interviewed on the news, and he was waffling all over the area, trying to ride the center and there's good people on both sides, good points on both sides, but refusing to take a stand. And, you know, in all honesty, the first thought, I was driving up to the station today, and I just had this thought, this like overwhelming thought that hit me. I don't know if anybody's a Lord of the Rings fan out there, but in Lord of the Rings, if you're familiar with it, the King of Rohan, Theoden, was an interesting character. He was an old, weak king who was manipulated by this guy that just constantly whispered into his ear by the name of Wormtongue. And all I could see for the King of Rohan's face, King Theoden's face, was Governor DeWine as an old, weak leader with Wormtongue whispering into his ear. And that was my impression. Well, we're going to turn this over to the Bible here a little bit. And also, I've asked to come on with me today my friend Chris Long, who is the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And he is going to be joining us, and we are going to be talking about the SAFE Act House Bill 68, and what has happened here in Ohio and what we can do about it. And again, I appreciate Pastor Lutz talking about it in the last half hour as well. We are going to continue on with this, but let's open with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do pray for our state today as we finish out 2023 and we think of this terrible, terrible decision by the governor to betray conservatives here in Ohio, to betray Christians here in Ohio, to betray the pro-life community here in Ohio with his veto of House Bill 68, the SAFE Act. Lord, do pray that you would give us some vision, give us some direction, give us some encouragement. Help us, Lord, to take a stand, realizing that we are in a battle, as the Bible says, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Lord, help us to stand in this battle, and give us wisdom, give us direction in what we can do to fight against this terrible betrayal that we saw this morning. Father, bless, use the program as well for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we've got Chris Long with us, president of Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris Long, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Pastor Al. Thank you for the opportunity to come on today to talk about what happened today. Many of the listeners know that listen to this program and other programs here on the station that House Bill 68, the Ohio SAFE Act, that would save women and girls sports in Ohio, along with stopping the transgender agenda, the psychosis being pushed by public schools and health clinics and, unfortunate to say, children's hospitals in the state of Ohio, was before the governor. It passed by large margins in both the Ohio House and the Ohio Senate earlier this month. And so we're waiting for the governor to sign the bill, House Bill 68. And actually, this has become kind of a national issue. National publications have been posting in recent days about what will Ohio governor do, right? Well, today, in fact, yesterday, I called Lieutenant Governor John Husted, who went on the record in saying that he supports the legislation and was urging the governor to sign it as well. Well, I asked the Lieutenant Governor, what is the indication? What might the governor do? This was yesterday. And he said, well, I can tell you that he's not just going to allow the bill to go into law without a signature or a veto. He's not going to do that. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the governor does have an option to just allow a bill to go into law by its own momentum. It doesn't really need his signature if it's passed the legislature. But that's not something he was going to opt to do. So then I asked the lieutenant governor, what's his intention? He said, well, he's waffled between veto and signing the bill and talking to multiple parties. Well, it seems like he was the majority of who he was talking to was the very people that are trying to persuade him to veto the bill, and that would be a nationwide children's hospital in Greater Columbus. Also, other children's hospitals like in Cincinnati. I don't know what part Northeast Ohio Children's Hospitals might have had, like in Akron and others. But I got to tell you, we would think normally very highly of the children's hospitals, but not in this regard, Pastor Al, because they believe, some within their confines, believe in child sexual mutilation.
Mm-hmm.
That means changing their gender by way of surgical practice. And we're talking about minors, those under 18 years of age. So the news is, at 10:30 this morning, the governor went to the microphones in Columbus and announced he was vetoing House Bill 68. I got to tell you, people are angered all over this state. And I'm going to read to you some of the statements that came out. First, we put out the early statement this morning. Many of you have made calls and sent emails this past few weeks to Governor DeWine urging him to sign House Bill 68 and the Ohio SAFE Act, legislation that protects women's sports by banning trans males from competing against girls in women's sports. It also bans the transgender indoctrination that is going on in the public schools and in certain health clinics in Ohio and that is being pushed by children's hospitals. It bans hormone-blocking drugs and gender-mutilating surgeries on minors. This bill is a no-brainer. If Governor DeWine vetoes this bill, he will have committed an act of war politically against the conservatives of his own party. His administration will be stamped with liberal, and all Republicans, both statewide and in the Ohio House and the Ohio Senate, will have to make a statement distancing themselves from the governor. And then we go on to talk about the 2024 election, how things are going to be heated. Well, some statements, and then we called that if he does veto it, to call for an override. Well, a number of statements have come out from politicals since that moment. In fact, Bernie Moreno, who's running for U.S. Senate in the primary in March, he said the following: allowing your kids to get sex change surgeries and be subjected to experimental drugs like puberty blockers that can sterilize them for the rest of their lives is child abuse. And I say amen to that, Pastor.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is. He said, I'm calling on the Ohio legislature to immediately override this veto and protect Ohio's children. And he actually reposted our post, and it now has over 10,000 views. Bernie's got quite a following on Twitter, obviously. We don't have that many. But he reposted what we put up, and it's got over 10,000 views and growing. Here's what State Representative Derek Marin said. He said, I strongly support a vote to override the governor's veto on House Bill 68. House Republicans have the necessary votes to override this in the House. We should do it at our first session in January. We must protect minors from permanent life-altering surgeries and defend women's sports. That's State Representative Derek Marin, who was runner-up in the speaker's race this year. Also, Frank LaRose has come out with a statement, but let me read you this from Senator J.D. Vance. This is U.S. Senator J.D. Vance said the following. He was responding to somebody on Twitter. He said this slogan, mentioning something that the governor said, not a justification. There are many things the law rightfully says no one, including parents, may do to a child. This slogan it also ignores the extraordinary pressure from interest groups and big pharma to greenlight poorly understood irreversible procedures. I'm extremely disappointed, Senator Vance said, in the governor's decision and hope it is overridden. So they're sounding off out there, Pastor Al, and that's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Chris, when we're talking about this, we've talked about it on the air before, and of course, Pastor Lutz and I, he was on in the last half hour, we were talking about this. And, you know, the Bible is very clear. I mean, it's very clear in the Scriptures. In Genesis chapter 2, in verse 27, it distinctly says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Male and female. He didn't have anything transgender in there at all. And as somebody with a biology degree myself, I can certainly assure our listeners that everybody is either of a female type, a genetic type, which is the XX chromosome complement, or you're a male chromosome type, which is the XY chromosome complement, and no amount of puberty blockers, no amount of hormone therapy, no amount of surgery is going to alter your genetic state because, as the Bible says, you are created either male or female, and to argue that you're the opposite gender implies some kind of mental, emotional, spiritual, or some combination thereof problems. In fact, I think I've mentioned this before, Chris, there's a identity, it's the body identity integrity disorder, also known as xenomelia. And in body identity integrity disorder, people have this overwhelming conviction that they're, for instance, their leg does not belong to them. They should not have that leg, or they should not have that arm, or they should be blind, or they should be deaf, or they should be paralyzed. And this is a mental disorder. And so when somebody presents themselves to the doctor and says, you know, "Doctor, I don't believe these legs belong to me. I want you to amputate them. I want you to remove these perfectly healthy body parts because I don't think I should have them." The doctor doesn't say, "Well, sure, if that will make you feel better, let's just chop those legs off right now." No, they get them some mental help because it's a mental illness. But when somebody comes and says, "Doctor, I don't think I should have these male or female body parts, even though they're perfectly healthy," we have these doctors saying, for some reason, "Oh, well, certainly, let's just chop those things off," rather than treating it as the mental disorder that it is, and I believe also spiritual disorder in the sense that we're created, as I said there in Genesis, in the image of God, and every time the devil can successfully attack the image of God, he is attacking God. He can't hurt God directly, but just like somebody that takes a picture of somebody and defaces it, he's defacing the image of God. And so we are in a spiritual battle, and I'm afraid our governor has been capitulating to the opposite side on this. What do you think there, Chris?
Well, that's right. Here's a statement from Frank LaRose, Secretary of State. He said, "I am disappointed that Governor DeWine vetoed HB 68. This is very simple. We have a duty to protect safety and fair competition for female athletes and to protect children from being subjected to permanent, life-altering medical procedures before the age of 18. The state legislature should do the right thing and override this veto." So they're really sounding off in Columbus, and we're encouraging that. Pastor, that's why we put out an alert very early on this, because it's such a serious matter. You know, in the statement, there's like, "Well, this is only affecting a few children." That's actually a lie. And, you know, the Bible warns about a time in which lies prevail.
Right.
And we're, you know, in fact, the you know, we need to be encouraged to live not by lies. And what we see all around us, People are believing the lie. Christians, people listening to you and I right now are believing lies. And that's why we need to uphold the Word of God, as you just quoted. You know, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And you know, as God has given us the gift of gender, both male and female, He has created us in His image. This is the devil's lie to our children, and it's coming. This dysphoria, this psychosis, is being thrust upon them by demonic voices, just as you started the program with, that would speak into their ears and confuse them. You know, confusion is of the devil, and so when these children are being confused and they're listening to it on social media, on TikTok, in the schools with liberal teachers, if they have depression or they have some other kind of issue that's going on in their lives, and they go to a counselor, and they say, well, maybe, you know, I'm having doubtful, you know, of who I am. Well, maybe you're not male. Maybe you think you're female. And they get them in a confused state. These testimonies actually came out before the Ohio House. In fact, Lieutenant Governor John Houston stated to me the night before we talked yesterday, he said, my wife and I rewatched the testimonies that the committee presented of people who had gone through transition either partially or completed the transition, who regretted it and went back to their natural sex, but they won't be able to have children. They won't be able to nurse their children, all these things because of the horrific things that were done to them. And they said, when I was a teenager, there were those who pushed me into this. And when I needed other help, I wasn't given that help. You know, that alone, that testimony, the truth from the mouth of those who have been affected by this whole lie from the devil, that should have been enough for the governor. But oh, no, no. He's listening to the liberals. He's listening to the Children's Hospital, which, by the way, stand to make a lot of money on this. You say, how so? Those surgeries are astronomical in price. So there are surgeons, cosmetic surgeons, that will do this. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, Pastor. That should be outlawed, legal, and they should be threat of imprisonment in the state of Ohio. That's what should happen with these people that are going to try to do this on these children.
Well, and you bring that up. It's not just merely the initial surgeries and treatments. This is a lifetime medical situation now. Once they put these people on a trans train, they are going to be there for a lifetime dealing with the effects. Because, as I said earlier, you're either XX, meaning female, or XY, meaning male, in your genetic code. And any of these surgeries, any of these hormone therapies, are pushing the body to go against what it is biologically designed to be. And in order to continually force it to go in that direction, you have to continually intervene medically. And it's a continual cash cow for these people that are pushing this. I remember one time I was getting off the highway and the tie rod in my front wheel went off. I was driving a van at the time, and the tie rod in the front right wheel went off. And I made my turn, and the van wanted to go in the opposite direction. And I had to fight to keep it from going off the road because it was pulling in a direction, and I had to fight it. And that's what the body is doing. The body is pulling to go where it should be according to its genetics, and you have to fight against that pull and intervene constantly medically with hormones and medicines and various therapies. It's a cash cow. And I think doesn't the Bible say something about the love of money being the root of all evil?
You know, Pastor, there are people listening to us that may have heard the press conference or some of the statements and saying the governor was told, well, if my child doesn't get this hormone blockers or this surgery, he could commit or she could commit suicide because they're not given the decision to make their change. And listen, nothing could be further from the truth. That's an actual lie. The truth is, the statistics are there. Those who go through these things, folks, listen carefully, suicide is of a high rate. And that actually makes sense when you think about it, Pastor.
It's 19 times higher.
Has a mastectomy or a castration, and later on realizes, what have I done? And these are the people that are faced then after the devil's damage, that their life is not worth anything. And unfortunately, many of them are committing suicide.
Yes, 19 times higher than if they had not been pushed in that direction. Like you said, it's an absolute lie. And, you know, people would think, well, why would Children's Hospital officials perpetuate a lie like that? Well, again, it's the money.
Yes.
And again, I think it also points to the demonic influence. The devil has a hold on some of these people, and I'll say that right now. And the governor, it's like worm tongues whispering into his ear, getting a hold on him.
Yes.
And how many children's lives are going to be destroyed because of our governor's feckless action today?
Well, folks are listening and they're saying, well, what can we do? Well,
right.
You can call your state representative and your state senator, because now the ball is in their court. They can actually do a legislative act to override the governor's veto. Now, it will take a large majority in the Ohio House and in the Ohio Senate, and I've talked to members of both the Ohio House and Senate. The votes are there, but it's going to take every single member who voted for HB 68 to vote again for the override the governor's veto. And, folks, this is a time for courage. This is the time we can't tolerate cowards. This is a time where we have to tell them this is a must. This is a sentinel moment. And there comes those times when it's a sentinel moment in politics in Ohio, and we've come to that juncture. You know, it's very unusual to have statewide officials who are of the same political party rebuke the governor. And basically what we just read to you earlier is rebukes of the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ohio Christian Alliance, we don't take that lightly. Look, as the Bible says, we're to respect those in authority. We're to pray for them. But we're also to appeal to them. And at times, as prophets, we are to rebuke. So today is a rebuke.
Absolutely.
It's a rebuke because I listened as a governor lied to me. And it was sickening. And my wife is off today, you know, a rare event. She's off work. We were listening together live. And I just, I tell you, I cringed. When you hear those kinds of lies, and of course the devil speaks so softly and so kindly. And I'm sure that you and I sound a little harsh. But you know, there's a time for anger. There's a time to be upset. There's a time for righteous indignation. And when you see the kinds of unrighteous, wicked things going on in our country and in our state, our own backyard, folks, it's time to take action and to do it civilly. You know, channel that energy, that at times anger, into a political momentum so that you can see change in a civil way. And that's what our country's all about. It's about a debate. Well, this is a debate to debate what is truth and what is a lie. And so this is an important moment for our children. And by the way, thousands will be affected because they are already indoctrinating them in the schools, even as we speak. And they're doing it every day on these handheld devices, our cell phones, with TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor, it seems like each week life changes. The culture changes almost just so quickly. You know, it used to be as the calendar year comes to an end, we say, well, it's a new year. Now it's happening moment by moment. It seems like the indoctrination of masses very quickly. Things have sped up. I know you're going to talk about the millennium, and I wish we were entering the time of Christ's return. And it is coming. But before it comes, we are to occupy while we're here. We're to occupy until he comes and to bring to bear the gospel of the truth in our time, and that's why we're to speak the truth in love.
Well, Chris Long, President of Ohio Christian Alliance, we're coming up on the end of the program. Where can people find out some more information about what they can do to fight against this evil in our day?
Well, that's right. We're going to have it posted up on our website. Give us a little bit. We've been a little busy today getting several emails out and communicating out on social media with different folks and answering the phones. It's been a busy day, but we'll have it up there in about a half an hour. And there'll be calls to action and links to where you can go to the Ohio House, the Ohio Senate, contact your state representative, your state senator, and just simply send a message. Please override the governor's veto, support House Bill 68.
And your website?
That's ohioca.org, or just search Ohio Christian Alliance.
Well, Chris Long, I want to thank you for being with us here. And like I said, I wanted to close out the year on a positive note, talking about the millennial reign of Christ, but We have to deal with these things because the Bible says, having done all to stand, and we need to stand in this evil day. And one day we'll get our rest in heaven, but right now we're here for a purpose. Thank you for what you do at the Ohio Christian Alliance. I want to thank everybody that's listening today. Encourage you to check out Ohio Christian Alliance and do what you can to contact the governor. Happy New Year. We got another year coming. Don't give up. Keep in the battle. And God bless. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Pastor.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.